Not surprised. I mean, my own area here has seen quite a few tragedies over the last year on the N15. It's a lethal road. And unfortunately, there's no talk of doing anything with it. It has been raised by myself and other councillors about the dangers of it. It's been, Sligo County Council have put forward plans and all the rest, but unfortunately, it's way down the list of priorities with TII or National Roads Authority or any of these organisations. The N17, which is also a deadly death trap, and it's going to be at least 10 years before there's a sod turned on it, and maybe another 5 or 6 after that before it's completed. And, you know, the N16, anybody that ever travels from Sligo to Enniskillen knows that that's a lethal road. Now, there is some work planned next year on that for the Lugatoper, but it really, the bypass of the villages in North Sligo is the most important thing that has to be done at this stage. To see, you know, we generally like to see Sligo coming out on top in these polls, in some sort of a poll, but not in this particular one. You know, the fact that 8.1 deaths per 100,000 people is by far the highest. You know, we had only one fatality last year, whereas we've had 6 already this year, and there's still 6 weeks to go, which I hope we don't see any more. But it's a table Sligo should not be top of. We have major national primary roads running from north to south, from Creevy Keel or from Grella down to Ballaghy, and from east to west, from Ballina over to the N4, and up to the northeast towards Manor Hamilton out the N16. These roads are all where the accidents seem to be happening. They're not of a standard suitable for the weight of traffic that's on them nowadays, and it really is frightening to see that they're so far behind, and we're playing serious catch up. These roads need to be done. The speeds you can do on them, and I'm sure you're familiar with them yourself. I noticed that I could be coming back from Dublin or Galway or anywhere like that, and once I get to Sligo, the traffic goes down to between 60 and 70 kilometres an hour the whole way out the N15. And what happens then is that as soon as there comes a break, someone that has a longer journey to go, it's all right for local people who are like myself who only have a short journey to go, but people who have to go on to the far end of Donegal or to Derry or whatever, they're getting impatient, and they'll pass at a point where they probably shouldn't. It may be legal to pass, but it just, there's risky spots. Anywhere you can pass on that road is dangerous, and it really, really needs urgent attention. I believe 4 of those 6 deaths have been on the N15, so that's the one that needs the big attention. The N17 also needs attention. It's a serious road, but both of those roads carry more traffic than the N4, because there's traffic counters done out near Curry. There's one down near out of Castle Baldwin, and there's one north of Cliffany, and they do the counts, and you find that the one that has the most traffic is the one north of Cliffany, and the one on down near Curry is second, and the one at Castle Baldwin is third. So you find that the highest amount of traffic is on this road, the Sligo to Donegal road. We're talking about improving our region. We have our budget meeting today in the council, and we're talking about improving the economy of the area. This is supposed to be the Atlantic Economic Corridor, and they won't even fix the bloody road on it. There isn't a hope of getting a train on it. People have told us that to forget about trains and things like that. So the fact of the matter is, these roads have to be done, and have to be done to save lives, full stop.
And Sligo County Council can only do so much. Do you feel that the buck ultimately stops with the government and indeed Transport Minister Eamon Ryan?
Absolutely, absolutely. And his predecessors, it's great to have the N4 down to Castle Baldwin. I use it myself regularly. It is a great stretch of road, great engineering, everything done well. But the fact of the matter is, it's just to bring people, you know, it's to make it comfortable for people from Dublin who have to come to Sligo, or from people from Sligo to emigrate to Dublin. but it really isn't anything to keep the economy in the region going. And minister after minister over the years have neglected this part of the country, and it seriously needs to be brought up to speed.